We welcome you to the 2026 Auburn High School football preview. This is the Auburn Network coverage of Auburn High School and the Auburn High School Sports Network. I'm Jack Hudden, and sitting with me, head coach Keith Etheridge. Coach, good to see you again, man.
Good to see you, Jack.
Yes, sir. Well, we're looking forward to another great season. And so just before we get into it, though, tell us what you've been up to this summer and anything new with the family or anything like that.
Yeah, well, we've had a great summer so far. You know, nothing new with family. Same, you know, Allison, McKenzie, Camden, you know. Camden did graduate college, graduated from Auburn University. So he's done playing football. He's getting into the WWE stuff.
I was going to say, some professional wrestling stuff on Twitter.
He's excited about that. Allison's still over at Drake and McKenzie at Jacksonville State, but family's doing great and had a great summer. Great. Did a lot of good football stuff. Had some really good passing camps. Just real productive summer. A lot of guys got bigger, faster, stronger, which we really needed. So a lot of bench maxes and squat maxes went way up, and got some speed added to some guys. Got some guys put on some bulk that needed to put on a little bulk. And so we had a fantastic summer.
Good deal. So, Coach, let's get into football. Let's get into the big topic of the day here. Obviously, a lot of returning guys, but a lot of guys that are a little unproven that are stepping into roles this season.
Yeah.
Talk about it. I mean, talk about some of these new guys that you see, and then we'll get into some more experienced guys.
Yeah. You got guys like Stephen Payne, you know, who will be a junior this year, who's stepping into a wide receiver role, who's had a really good summer. A.J. Turnbow, another receiver. Let's see. You got... on our offensive line, you got RJ back.
Yep.
You got Isaiah Fields back. You got Karon King, and then you got some other guys who are, you know, just now getting in there. That's going to step in and do a really, really good job, I think, for us. I think that you got Mathart, who's a kid who played a little bit last year, but is coming in and going to be a starter this year. And, you know, I think that he's had a great summer. And, you know, it's just the continuity of that group has been really, really good. And there's some other young guys who are pushing for positions. And I think that they're going to have a really, really good year this year.
Yeah.
I think that on the defensive front, you got guys like Dexter Murphy, who he was the name you probably called out a little bit last year, but wasn't a starter, who's moving into a starter's role, who really probably was a starter last year. He could have been a real starter last year. His dad played D-line at Auburn and was really, really good, so you'll hear that name a lot. Wade Wages is another name you'll hear a lot. And, of course, you got Eli back. You know, you got Colin King back. You're going to hear some other names up there of guys who are playing a lot. We're going to play 8 to 10 guys up there. You know, we've got some depth there. So,
You got some size.
Yeah, we do,
man.
We got some size on the interior. Young kid Moses is going to be a ninth grader. He's already got a Troy offer. He's going to play a lot up there. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just getting his feet wet. We're trying to teach him the fundamental part of it. You know, I think that has a big to do. And you got a whole new group of linebackers that you want to see. I think, you know, we graduated 3 linebackers. So Carter Chambliss is going to be the guy. Chambliss is going to be the guy that is calling the shots in the middle. You're going to see other guys in that position, Tank, Zay, you know, those guys are going to be playing in there. You got Cam Bowen, who's going to be playing that outside linebacker. You know, you got on the other side, you got about 3 or 4 guys who you're going to see a lot of. You know, Quay Woods is a guy that's going to play over there. Young guy named Maddox, you'll see a lot of him. He's a 9th and 10th grader. He's got a lot of promise.
Maddox Meyer.
He's been really good. Had a really good offseason. So, solid. And I think we're 6'8" deep there. You know, I think guys that can play, that can fly. You know, and we'll hit you.
Well, that seems to be the overall theme of this team right now. Is just from, and maybe there are some positions where you're not as deep as you want to be, but
right.
I think in the positions that you need a lot of guys, it seems like you've got some depth now. That defensive line, especially, is one. I think the linebacker room, obviously, like you mentioned. Over on offense, let's jump back over there. So yeah. I know that Coach Wag, back for another year this season.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously you guys have in the past, it hasn't necessarily been one bag of tricks every year.
Right.
You guys have kind of molded the offense around your personnel and what
right.
you have. What's different? What can you tell us that's different about this year? Are you more pass heavy? Are you more aggressive? Yeah. Whatever can you tell us about
I
that?
Think we can be more aggressive this mm-hmm. year, and Coach Wag has a lot of faith in Kaysen. You know, having Kaysen back is huge. You know, last year Kaysen had to carry a lot of the burden with our running game to start the season because Omar leaving early. You know, we kind of threw JJ into that running back mode, and he was coming from a receiver. You know, that makes it really tough. It took him 3-4 games to get his, you know, get his bearings and make that transition. And we knew he was going to be really good when he did, though. So he got better and better. You know, then Kaysen didn't have to bear the brunt of all the running game. You know, it made it a lot easier on him. Kaysen had an amazing summer. Mm-hmm. You know, JJ had an amazing summer. So I expect those two guys to be able to do a lot in that backfield. And Coach Wag has really put a lot on them. You know, I think that's going to help us because, you know, having a trigger puller back that, you know, you have so much faith in and you feel like he can do so much. He fits that ball in windows that you really don't see sometimes.
He did that a lot last year, too.
He did. So we're excited about having him back. And then the receiving core around him is as good as it's been here.
Well, that's another thing that I want to get to. So receiving core-wise, I don't think it's any secret that you guys have been one of the better teams in the state, really, at hitting the big play. But it hasn't necessarily been because you've got these big, tall, go-up-and-get-it guys.
Right.
You've got guys who are not as tall. I mean, I think of the Ian Nations. I think of Josh Askew. I mean, I'm going to leave names off, I know. But Antonio Welch, you know, you've had a lot of those guys that would play and plot. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of guys who are about 5'7".
Exactly. And they've been more what you would think is possession guys, but they've been able to go up and get it and run the deep ball, I guess.
Yeah.
You've got a different set of stable.
Yeah.
You got a different stable of wideouts this year. Can you talk about those guys?
Yeah, it's really nice having some height out there. You got AJ, who's 6'4".
Uh-huh.
You know, you got Quez, who's 6'1", 6 foot, 6'1". You got Elias, who's 6 foot, you know. And then you still have some of those smaller guys that are going to make plays. I said, but you have some guys with some length, some height. And, you know, in the past, your quarterback's kind of going to be perfect, you know, because he's got to find those guys who are 5'7", 5'8". Now, all those guys could usually jump and stuff like that. But, you know, when you got a kid that's 5'8", who don't have the huge wingspan, that's athletic. But it's a lot smaller target, mm-hmm. you know, than a 6'1" guy. You know, you take Elias Holzclaw. Elias is 6 foot, but he also high jumps 6'6" in track. So that makes a big window.
That's athleticism to have outside. Absolutely.
That's a big receiver. He's got some really good range. Him and Quez and AJ and. You know, I think that's going to – you got Big Hamp and, you know, Witt and those guys who will play tight end who's, you know, they're also pretty big targets. So, you know, I'm really excited about this group of receivers.
Absolutely. Well, okay, we've talked a little bit offense, and I've wanted to hit on a few of those guys. Obviously, we could talk about everybody else.
Yeah.
Let's transition now, defensive
before
side.
Before we transition, I'll say one thing about it. We also have another offensive lineman, Trevor Rush. He's had a huge offseason, and he's actually came in and taken a starting position. Who's, you know, I mean, that's tough to do here at all because you've got so many good players, and Trevor's had a great offseason. So I think he's one of our most improved players, you know, on offense. And I just wanted to mention his name because he's really done a phenomenal job for us.
The junior aware, number 64 this upcoming season. You'll see him out there. Let's go to defense now and talk about this. So obviously Scott Goolsby back for another season. And I do want to mention the continuity of your staff.
Yeah.
Let's talk about defense first and then maybe get to that. A couple of new faces on this defense, but let's focus on the guys that are back this year. You mentioned a few of them. I think it's important to mention the attacking nature of your defense in the past, especially from that linebacker room. I mean, you guys have been a swarm to the football kind of defense in the past, and is anything going to change this year, or is it going to be different?
Yeah. Look, defensively, we're fast, physical, get to the football, put your face in a fan, let's go play. You know, they call it hunt. You know, they said, we're going to hunt. Yeah. You know, I think that Goosby has his style. You know, I love it. I'm a defensive guy, too. So, you know, his style and my style are almost identical. You know, he plays a lot more games up front than I did when I coached defense. But he has the guys that can do it. You know, I mean, we have really smart kids that get to the right spot and they play hard, you know. So, Coach Goosby's a Bronze Awards winner. He's, you know, he's been coaching, assistant coach of the year. It's great having a coaching staff. Okay, so our offensive coordinator was assistant coach of the year.
Yeah.
Our defensive coordinator has been assistant coach of the year. It's great having those two guys because those two guys will be head coaches a lot of the place. You know, and they do a phenomenal job. And, you know, Coach Goosby's going to have those guys ready. You know, it's like you know, you go to a gunfight. He's got a lot of bullets in that gun.
There's three certains in the world: death, taxes, and Scott Goosby defense being ready. I understand that perfectly. So let's go back to, I guess, the talk about not just the talent on your staff, but the continuity of your staff, keeping these guys together. You know, it's the same process.
And that's a big deal because there's in coaching now, there's so much change. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear kids talk about, look, I'm on my third coach in 4 years. That's hard, man. And you know, assistant coaches, a lot of times you get a great assistant like Scott Goolsby, like, Will Wagnon, Chase Chaney, our quarterback coach, you know, all those coaches who are really, really good coaches, you know, they have success as assistants, and then they go take a head job. Well, here we've been really blessed, you know, to keep those guys on staff. And it's because Auburn's such a good system. Auburn, you know, we have great kids. You know, we don't deal with some of the headaches that you probably deal with in other places. Like, I mean, I've been other places. They're great places to coach. But, you know, you deal with a lot of other stuff. And I think that our coaches understand that. They're like, this is the place where I'm meant to be, you know. And I think that it's huge when you keep those coaches on staff. And not only the offense and defense coordinators, but all the guys in the positions, too. Yeah. And we've lost some, like, you know, Brendan Hall's over there, the head coach at Ochopoca. We've lost some really good coaches. But the turnover in 5 years that we've had here since I've been here is very minimal. Yeah. You know, I've been to other places where I lose four coaches in 1 year. You know, I probably had lost four coaches in 5 years here. So, I mean, it's great for the kids too, because the kids can get used to it. They can be coached by the same guy all three or four years they're in high school, and you know, and then by that second or third year, they know what to expect.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's the process that they're used to. Then
that's
that makes
right.
sense. So I think to start to wrap this up, but a few more, I guess, sort of items that we need to get to. So let's move to schedule this year.
Yeah.
You guys already play in a tougher region, probably toughest in the state.
I would say so.
And you decide, instead of, you know, going and finding some cupcake teams to go beat up on, to go play the likes of Hewitt Trustful, to go down to Fort Walton and play a Choctahatchee team out of Florida, and then, oh, by the way, a Texas quarterback commit in Saraland down south. What goes into scheduling for you? I mean, it's challenging the guys seems to be the theme for that.
Well, I appreciate you telling everybody I did that, Jack. I was trying to put it on our AD, Coach Slayton, but with that, you know, we want to play great teams.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to play any cupcakes during our non-region schedule. We want to play great teams. Hewitt Trussell's got a great team. You know, Choctahatchee's got a great football team. Semi final team in Florida. You know, got multiple D1 kids on that squad. And then Saraland, you know, they're in the hunt for the championship in their classification every single year. We want to play great teams, and I don't think it helps us if we go jump on a bus and go somewhere where we know we're going to beat somebody by 40. You know, I want that playoff type atmosphere. Our kids want that playoff type atmosphere every game, you know. And, you know, it prepares us for our region games. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that. You know, we're not getting off weeks during region. I mean, you're talking about Central, Opelika, you know, Dothan, Enterprise. I mean, there's no Carver, you know, there's no off weeks during our schedule. You know, so we got to come in ready to play every week. You know, Smith's much improved. Jags getting better. So, you know, everybody in our region, they're going to be out to whip you every Friday night.
Absolutely.
So we want that. Our kids say we want that smoke.
Coach, what are you most excited about for this season in just a few words?
I love this group. I love that they're close. I love that they're, you know, I think that they've developed some relationships that's going to get them over the top whenever things get close. Mm-hmm. I think that that they're going to play for each other. Yeah. You know, I'm excited to see that part of it. I'm just excited for Toad and Meat Leather and see how our kids respond, because you really never know what you have until, you know, those pads start popping, you know, and you get to see, hey, is this guy going to, you know, withdraw, or is he going to run through it? You know, and I think we mostly have kids that are going to run through it. You know, we'll see you next Friday night.
We're looking forward to it. Getting close to the season. We can't wait to get out there and to see you guys play, Coach.
Well, I'm excited about this season. I'm excited to get to have you up in the box and get to see Tripp coming down there on sideline with us at halftime. So, you know, we appreciate everything y'all do and what y'all do for the Tigers. And you know, it goes without saying, you know, y'all are a big part of what we do.
That's going to do it for the 2026 Auburn High School football preview. I'm Jack Cudden. He's Coach Keith Etheridge, and we'll talk to you next time. This has been the Auburn High School season preview.